Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tonight's game features the Provo Academy's Eagles and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention that first game, the JV contest, was captured by Cobra Academy. They got the win. They came back from a deficit in the first half. And I got the win. Final buzzer sounded. It's pregame right now. Varsity contest. 10 minutes, 20 seconds on the pregame clock. We'll mention a little bit about each school. Cobra Academy. We'll talk about them. Cobra Academy's Eagles. Back there in Cobra, they have a gymnasium size of 1,500. We'll mention that school was founded in 1894 by Henry Harrison Culver. They're Class 3A, Sectional 18. There are five teams in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Kankakee Valley High School in their sectional Culver Academy. They're currently three wins, no losses. Kankakee Valley, two wins, no losses. Wheeler, one win, two losses. New Prairie, have not won, they have three losses. Knox, not quite, they're going three also. The coach, I should say the head of schools right here at Culver Academy is Doug Bird. The athletic director is Kevin Cox. Culver Academy High School is located at 1300 Academy Road. That's Culver, Indiana, 46511. That's in Marshall County. Their phone number, 574-842-7000. On the web, you can find them at Culver, culver.org/athletics. On the Twitter, it's at Culver Athletics. They wear the colors maroon and white. They are independent. That means they do not belong to a conference. As I mentioned, they're 3-0. They are independent in three ball games. They average, this is an average of three games, 57.7 points. As the coaches break up there and they shake hands, having a talk there for a little while, that's Coach Galloway and Coach Barrett. Getting ready for basketball, we'll mention that defensively, Culver gives up 50 points as an average per game. The head coach is Mark Galloway. Mark Galloway working in year number 12 at Culver Academies. At Culver, he's got 159 wins, 96 losses. Overall, he's a 20-year varsity head coach, 294 wins, 146 losses. That's in 20 years. We'll mention their next game on the agenda. Going to happen tomorrow night, the 11th of December. LaPorte Slicers will be at Culver Academies. They'll do battle varsity contest around 7:30 p.m. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights gym size right here, 3,028. This school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 293. I neglected to mention Culver Academy's school enrollment, 845. We're mentioning Lafayette Central Catholic, a 1A school, sectional 54. There are six teams, six of them in this sectional. They'll play their games at Attica High School. In their sectional is Attica. They're 0-1. Clinton Central, they're 0-1. Covington, they're 1-1. Faith Christian, they're 2-2. Lafayette Central Catholic, they're 2-2. In North Vermilion, they're presently 0-4. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Mrs. Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 Central Knight graduate. The assistant ADs are Nate Dino and Julia Denhart. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by phone, 765-474-2496. To find them on the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, they have an East Division and a West Division. We'll mention the East Division. There's only been two division games played. We'll get to that in a moment. In the East, it's Western Kansas. They're 1-0 in the division. That's the East Division. They're 2-2 overall. Tipton Blue Devils get to play a divisional game. There's 3 wins, no losses. Lewis Cass Kings, they get to play a divisional game. They're 3-1. The Hamilton High Huskies, they're yet to play a divisional game. They are 0-3. The Northwestern Tigers, they're 0-1. And that's in the division. They're 2-2 overall. In the West Division, no West Division games have been played at all. We'll mention at the top, it's Benton Central. They're 4-1. Central Catholic, they're 2-2. Twin Lakes, they're 2-2. West Lafayette, they're 2-2. And Rensselaer Central, they're 1-3. As mentioned, the Central Catholic Knights currently 2 wins, 2 losses. No games yet in the Hoosier West. That's coming up pretty soon. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic. Per game average in 4 games, they average offensively 55.8 points. Defensively, they give up 53.8. The head coach working in year number 17 is Coach Dave Barrett. Dave Barrett has only coached at Lafayette Central Catholic 17th year. He's 287 wins, 126 losses. He's got a state title. We'll mention LCC, their slogan, their motto, preparing students for life. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic. That'll be tomorrow night, December 11th. LCC Knights will travel to Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. Now, they're 2-0, and that game will start at 6:30. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference and game night. Game night tonight for December 10th, a Friday night. This is varsity boys basketball in the conference. They're all 7:30 starts, except for Rensselaer. We'll get to that one. Here's how they stack up. There are 7 games, 8 conference teams. 4 in the East, 4 in the West. Doing battle tonight, there's 2 East Division matchups. First game is Crawfordsville. They're at West Lafayette tonight. Culver Academy, they're here with Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, going against Lewis Cass tonight. They travel to Lewis Cass. That is an East Division matchup. Northwestern, they're at Taylor tonight. Rensselaer Central, that's an 8 o'clock start time. They're at North White this evening. Tri-County. Tri-County at Twin Lakes this evening. The final game is Western at Tipton. That's an East Division matchup. Should be a good one. We'll mention Culver Academy. They're 3 wins, no losses. They started out the season November 22nd. They were at home. They did battle with the Indianapolis home school. And the Eagles, Culver Academy's got the win, 66-56. Their second game was last weekend, last Friday night, December 3rd. They were at Mishawaka during battle with the Cavemen. Culver Academy's got the win, 38-37. And then the last Saturday night, December 4th, they were at Fort Wayne Wayne. That's the Generals. And Culver Academy's got the win, 69-57. Tonight they're here with Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they're 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. They started out on November the 24th. They got a win. It was a home win versus the Caesar Patriots. That was a 59-41 contest. They got their second win. It was in a tournament. The next three games in the tournament right here at Lafayette Jeff. That was on the 30th of November. Central Catholic got the win over Twin Lakes Indians. That was on a neutral floor in 71-63. December 3rd, last Friday, they got their first loss. They were at Lafayette Jeff Broncos. The Broncos got them by 6, 51-45. And then last Saturday night, they were again at Lafayette Jeff High School in the tournament. They did battle with the Harrison Raiders. That's out of West Lafayette. They got their second loss, 60-48. They are here tonight to do battle with Culver Academy, the Eagles, to get ready for the national anthem. Clock's going to roll out. 5 seconds left in the pregame. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We do thank you for listening, and I'm going to be greeted right now by the public address. So Central Catholic Knights, Culver Academies, the Eagles. We're going to start out with opening prayer and then our national anthem. We're going to set this down. That's our national anthem. Student right here at Central Catholic. Female voice sounded wonderful. They presented tolerance here tonight. Five of them walked out. Both flags and the major flag right there, the United States flag. And they're going to walk off the floor right now. Special evening right here with Cobra Academies in the house. They're going to walk off the court right now. We'll thank you. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by broadcast sponsors, Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana, Frick's Auto Sales and Service, Fishers and Noblesville, Indiana, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, AGM Auto, LLC, that's in Arcadia, Indiana Express Rentals, they're at South 8th Street in Noblesville, Noblesville Trophies, also in Noblesville, and Sign Production from Arcadia. We thank you for listening. They're getting ready to mention the starting lineups. We'll do the same. The starting lineups, first for the Cold War Academy Eagles. I'll do the best I can. There's some pronunciation deals here. I got some lessons. We'll see if we can get it. Starting tonight for Cobra Academy, wearing number 2, that's Amir Gates. He's a senior, 5'9". Also starting, number 5, Jacobus Gerdinus. He's a senior, 6'2". Number 11, that's Thomas Collins. He's a junior, he's 6 foot tall. Number 22, Cooper Farrell. He's a junior, 6'5". He's averaging 20 points per ball game. He's shooting 91% at the stripe, 40% behind the stripe, 57% two-point land. He's doing well in the first three games. The final starter in the Cobra Academy lineup, number 44, Daly Stein. Daly Stein is a senior. He's 6'3". And the head coach for the Cobra Academy Eagles, that's Mark Galloway. The starting lineup for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights will be like this. Number 10, Ben Mazur. He's a junior, 6'1". Number 22, that's Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett, a senior, 6'5". Number 23, that's Tanner Fields. He's a junior, he's 6'2". Number 24, that's Clark Obermiller. He's a senior, 6'5" tall. The final starter in the Knights lineup, number 34, Albert Schwartz. He's a sophomore, he's 6'5". The Knights are coached by David Barrett. Both these coaches have captured a state title, at least one. They're going to go at it tonight. It's going to be 32 minutes of pure basketball. Three officials on the floor, getting ready to toss it up. 7:45 on the wristwatch. 8 minutes on the game clock out the jump center for Central Catholic. It's going to be number 24, Clark Obermiller, 6'5 senior. He's going to jump it up against number 22, Cooper Farrell. They're all giving knuckles with one another before the game. They'll shake hands after the game. It's going to be a game in between those two items. Going to jump it up center circle right here at Central Catholic High School. Getting their jockey in for position right there. Ben Mazur scooted around there. Here we go. See if the toss is good. It's a bit low. Bit low toss for the 6'5 guys. But they're going to get it in the backcourt. It's going to be over and back. Over and back call. There's in the front court. They toss it over and back. They toss it back to Amir Gates, but I tell you what, you can't hardly see a stripe right there going through the logo at center court. It takes up a pretty good portion of the court, so you can't blame him. Back the other direction, Central Catholic of the basketball, Ben Mazur. Outside, Clark Barrett, three-point shot, good. Clark Barrett nails a three from downtown straight away at 3-0. 7:42 on the game clock. First quarter, we've just begun. They pass the ball around, 44, Stein, the moving around the perimeter, Farrell. Number two, the right corner baseline, back to Stein. 3-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Thomas Collins. Rebound out of there, Cobra Academy. He'll set it up again. Out top, the moving right side behind the arc. That's number five. That's Gardenas. Behind the arc, 3-point shot. Good. That's number 22, Cooper Farrell. As mentioned, he's shooting 40% in 3-point land. Nothing but net. 3-2 contest. I'll tell you what, they're gonna give him a 2 for that. They're gonna be put on the line, evidently. Not quite sure. It's 3-2. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Gonna go for Ben Mazur. Caroms out long. Picked up right here from Tredanus. He'll take off. 2-point bucket off the glass. Tredanus for 2. 4-3 contest. Gonna be a kick. Gonna go out of bounds. It's going to be a not an intentional kick. Goes off a leg. Goes out of bounds. Going to give it back to Culver Academy. They'll bring it 84 feet from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline is the basketball, Amir Gates. He's a senior, 5'9", runs the point. They get the ball back near the ninth bench. He'll bring it around free throw line. Kick it back left side behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Going to be an offensive. Excuse me. A foul on the rebound. That shot taken. Right side wouldn't go. That was Ubakus Skurdanus. Ukabas, there we go, Ukabas. Gonna call timeout right there. Gonna talk something over. Yeah, you're gonna correct the scoreboard because that first shot was a 3-point bomb from Cooper Farrell. Scoreboard gets a little bit different. There we go, it's gonna be 5. Yep, that's 5-3. So the scoreboard is corrected, and Coach Galloway called time to make sure that was corrected before we get too much further into the ballgame. 5-3 contest. Eagles in front. Cross the timeline, working the left side with the basketball. That's 23, Tanner Fields. Ball tip goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Central Catholic going to bring it in opposite the scores bench in the front court, right across the court from the Eagles bench. They bring it in on the dribble out top. That's Tanner Fields. Way out top. He's being guarded by Gates. Out in front of the Eagles bench. They're moving back around. Clark Barrett, free throw line. Take a jump shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound collected there. Ubakus. Ukabas, I should say. Skurdanus. We might just go with Skurdanus for him. I tell you what. There's a 3-point shot once again. Good. That's Cooper Farrell. It's a couple steps further around from the last one. He's got 6, 8-3 contest. 5:40 left here in the first quarter. The move right side behind the arc, Ben Mazur. Through the leg dribble, picking it up, it's Farrell. Let's tip it back around. They go off the glass, got the bucket. Grabs the bucket, Tanner Fields. Goes hard to the hoop. Left side of the bucket goes off the glass. He'll shoot one more. First foul in the ball, can't get back. Second foul in the ball game. They're going to whistle this one. On number 2, Amir Gates. He picked up his first foul in the contest. 3-point play, good for Tanner Fields. It's an 8-6 ball game. Eagles in front with the basketball. Across the sideline is Amir Gates. Just trying out some directions there out top of the basketball. They're moving around. That's Gardanus. Out top, Farrell's going to take another 3. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Caroms to the corner, picked up by the Eagles. They'll set the offense up again. On the dribble, back pass, back pedal dribble there by Farrell. Now back out top to Gates. They're working left side to Skurdanus. On the dribble, left side elbow. He's going in the paint. In the paint there, 2-point bucket. Good for Daly Stein. Daly Stein's a senior, 6'3", 6'3". 10-6 contest. First quarter, 4:49 left in the first quarter. They get it to Barrett. Right side, he'll back pedal. Behind the arc, picking his dribble. Farrell all over him. They'll work it back out to Tanner Fields. They'll move the ball back to Obermiller. Obermiller on the dribble. He'll cross over. Gonna be an offensive foul. He's dropped that shoulder. That official right there on the baseline. Didn't hesitate. He called the offensive foul. Gonna be a substitution in the ballgame. We're gonna see number 30. That's Alex Hardebeck. Taking a breather at 24, Clark Obermiller. Obermiller picks up his first foul in the game. Team foul number 1. crossing the timeline is Yates. Back to Skurdanis. He's being picked up right there quickly by Hardebeck. Three-point shot, right elbow, excuse me, left elbow extended, good. Three-point shot, good for Thomas Collins. They're working back the other direction. 13-6 contest, Eagles by 7. Behind the arc on the dribble, now Clark Perry going to take a three. Right elbow extended, he's 2 for 2, three-point land. That's Clark Barrett. Cuts the lead to 4, 13-9. 3:55 on the game clock. Out top, way out top is Gates. Getting some direction from Coach Galloway. Just kind of working right side, can't do it. Works left side to Farrell, gets the ball back to Gates. Coach Galloway gonna direct some traffic himself from the coach's box. 3:35 on the game clock. They're working left side behind the arc, Skurdanis. Back out top to Gates, now back to Skurdanis. Cross-court skip pass, three-point shot on the way, short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound collected right there by 34, Schwartz. Back the other direction, going to be a foul. He'll get the bucket. Hard to the hoop right there, going to be a finger roll. He got the bucket. That's Ben Mazur. He's going to shoot one more. Foul's going to be whistled on 11, Thomas Collins. Thomas Collins picked up his first, team foul number 3 for the Eagles. One thus far here in the first half, first quarter. For the Knights, three-point play is good for Ben Mazur. 13-12, Eagles in front by 1. Cross the timeline, now the walk pace. That's Gates. Amir Gates going to work into the elbow right side. He'll drive it in, he'll take a shot, got the bucket. He'll shoot one more. Going to be a foul called. 2-point bucket good. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be the second here in the first quarter on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this one on Ben Mazur. He picks up his first at the free throw line looking for a 3-point play. That's Daly Stein, right-handed shooter. Got it. 3-point play good. 16-12. 3:04 left. We're in the first quarter. We're at Central Catholic High School. Cobra Academy's made the trip. Turnaround jump shot just outside the paint. Good. Credit the bucket, 34, Albert Schwartz. Knights going to check in here one moment momentarily. This could be Page here in the ballgame. He's at the scores bench. Ball's loose. Just stolen in the front court of the Eagles. They're working back the other direction. He'll drive in off the glass. Throw about a three. Saw an open lane. Take it all the way to the hoop, left side off the glass. That's 23, Tanner Fields. Tie ball game at 16. 2:22 left, first quarter. We're going to right side behind the arc. Skurdanis back outside. Gates going to take a three. Rims out long, wouldn't go. Rebound Farrell. Cross-court skip pass to Skurdanis. Back outside to Gates. He'll move it left side behind the arc. Thomas Collins. Right side, they'll bounce it in low to Farrell. They'll take a jump shot and go back up second time. Off the glass, 2-point bucket is good. It's an 18-16 contest. Ben Mazur, pass it out top. Clark Barrett, he'll work it right side. Tanner Fields, back to the corner. They'll work it back around. That's Hardebeck, out top to Ben Mazur. 1:42 left here in the first quarter. Tanner Fields with the basketball, trying to feed inside. He will, Clark Barrett. Just inside the arc. He'll go baseline. He'll lay it up and over the rim. 2-point bucket for Clark Barrett. 18-18. The tie ball game once again. Tied at 0. Tied at 16. Now tied at 18. Here in the first quarter. 1:20 left. 3-point shot on the way. Thomas Collins wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Collected by 34. Albert Schwartz. Tanner Fields. 3-point shot. Clark Barrett. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Didn't go out of bounds, but they call it out of bounds. Went over the backboard, didn't hit an apparatus. Timeout on the floor, actually, there's a substitution. We got a volleyball guest going to join us at the quarter break. They got a state title they're going to talk about. They captured the state title about a month ago. Probably felt pretty good. So we'll talk about that in a moment. 1:02 on the game clock, 18-18. Working in the front court, the Eagles. They're working back out top. Thomas Collins taking the point. Gates taking a breather. They're going to pass it around. Gates stolen. Picked up right there. Number 20, Nick Page. So we're going to see the front court. 43 seconds left. Go baseline with the basketball. Clark Barrett. He'll dribble in. He'll be in the paint. Guy's pocket ticks. Going the other direction. That's Barrett off the glass. Left-handed. Say what? Barrett's got all the components. 2018. Eagles in front by two. Going baseline drive. Off the glass. Got the bucket. That's Clark Obermiller. So two leaned in there, got the bucket. It's 20-20. Another tie ball game. 12 seconds left. In the front court with the basketball. Thomas Collins on the dribble. Going to reach in. No foul called. But we're the right side. They'll go inside the arc. 2 points shot on the way. A little bit strong right there for Farrell. Long shot at the buzzer. Wasn't a counter, but he hit the rim about three-quarter court. At the end of one quarter. 20-20 contest. Pretty good game in the works. We're going to talk to a young lady right now. She's our quarter break guest. We're going to talk to Annie Hahn. You're a senior.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Really good. I mean, what better way to go out in your senior year of volleyball than to win state? So it was really amazing.
I bet it was. You went down there to Bankers Live. Was it Gainbridge yet? Is Gainbridge been at Fieldhouse now?
I think so. Down in Ball State, yeah, it was really amazing to play there. Yeah. It was so awesome to play there. I mean, it was huge, super loud. Obviously it wasn't filled up, but it was pretty filled up, and having your whole entire school there to cheer you on was amazing, and just hearing it echoing in there, it was awesome.
I tell you what, that arena, was it kind of different with looking at the surroundings in a gym?
Oh, yeah. It was so different, because it's just like a dome, and that's so different than a normal high school gym, and I remember walking in there with my teammates and we're like, oh my gosh, like this is the coolest thing we've ever been to. It was just amazing. You felt like an actual like college volleyball player, and you felt like the real deal in there. It was awesome.
Are you going on to play college volleyball?
No, I'm not. I was offered and I decided not to take it just because I didn't think it was really my cup of tea to go. I really want to go to Purdue, and I don't think I'm going to play at Purdue, but I really like Purdue, and I think I might just go to Purdue.
That'd be fine. I'll tell you what, 2015, 2017, now 2021, Central Catholic, all three state titles in volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. It's awesome to be part of that history of state championships, or even getting there at state. I mean, before even season started, a bunch of girls and I were talking about winning state. We're like, you know what, we got to put our heads in the game, and we got to go for it. Like, I think that COVID took that chance away from us, and I think we would have gone really far if it weren't for COVID, and this year we really took it and ran with it. It was really awesome.
Well, congratulations. You guys are wonderful. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for letting me be on here.
So that is the volleyball player. She's a senior. Hey, what, that's Annie Hahn. She's well-spoken. She likes this school, and not far away, she's going to go to Purdue, get a degree there. That'll be special. Okay, 2 points have been scored here in the second quarter. We're at the 7:15 mark. The Knights got two. It's now 22-20. The Knights with their first lead in the ball game. Could be brought in front of the coaches right there. Culver Academy, I got to mention, Culver Academy's coaches, they're all wearing suits and ties. They look nice. Not saying the Central Catholic doesn't look nice. Ball in the front court. Touches the hands in the hands now. Clark Barrett to the corner. They're working down low. Turnaround jumper in the paint. 2-point bucket. Good. 24. Clark Obermiller for two. It's 24-20. Central Catholic by four. Across the timeline. Back in the ball game. Point guard number two. Amir Gates. Going to be a timeout called. They're going to talk this over. 24-20. We're in the second quarter, 6:45 left. And we'll remind you this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville. 1708 South A Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800 Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Dirk will hook you up. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 11. Ball's brought in. Right there. Just touches the hands of Gates. So the ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central Catholic. It's going to be brought in, tapped in to Paige. Paige's going to bring it up. Across the sideline, picked up by Gates. Look to the left side, Clark Barrett. Out top, Ben Mazur. Right side of the basketball, Nick Paige on the dribble. Picked up there quickly by Amir Gates. Out top, Clark Barrett. Thought about a three. Pulled it back down, worked it right side. Got to Ben Mazur. Mazur trying to work it inside the 24 Clark Overmiller. Tipped away and stolen by the Eagles. Farrell, out behind the arc. 3-point shot, good. Nothing but net. Farrell acknowledges a good pass from Gates. 24-23, nice by one. Behind the arc there, basketball, Alex Hardebeck. He'll dish it back to Clark Barrett. Now back out top with the basketball, Alex Hardebeck. Right side, Nick Paige, picked up by Gates. He'll bounce one in baseline. There'll be a foul. Foul's going to be whistled on the Eagles. There'll be a reach him trying to get to that basketball. Little conversation right there. Foul's going to be whistled on Eagles. That's 24. That's Bola Faimi. Bola Faimi picked up his first foul in the ball game. That's four. Excuse me. Yeah, that's four on the Eagles. Two thus far on the night. 5:39 on the game clock. Second quarter. 24-23. Knights in the front court. Clark Barrett bounces it behind the arc. To work it back in. 24. Picked the shot. Got it. Clark Overmiller for two once again. 23. Knights by three. Crossing the sideline at a jog pace. Amir Gates. He'll work it right side. He'll pick up his dribble out top. He'll move it left side. Thomas Collins. He'll move in. Move it quick. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Would go. That shot taken by Andrew Machika. Back the other direction. Central Catholic Knights. On the dribble. That's Hardebeck. He picked up his dribble out top. He'll get it back to Clark Barrett. He'll dribble in. Going against him is Farrell. That's Cooper Farrell. Going to work it right side with the basketball. Passes the hands. Now it's out to Nick Paige. Going to be a foul down low. Somewhere in the paint. Off the ball foul. Whistle sounds. They're going to whistle this foul. We'll double check. It's on 24. That's Bola Faimi. Bola Faimi is going to pick up a quick second foul. In the ball game, they have five, Central Catholic with two. Outside and moving around the perimeter. In the corner to Ben Mazur. They get it back to Clark Barrett off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Oh, he got fouled. No foul called. Rebound out of there for Faimi. Behind the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Right corner baseline. At Thomas Collins for three. A tie ball game once again. Tied at 26. 4:23 on the game clock. Barrett. Going to pass it to the corner. Gates lost his footing. He's on the floor. Going to dribble back around. Tanner Fields dishes off. Ben Mazur for three. 3-point bucket good for Mazur. 29-26. I did see Central Catholic in their first outing right here with Cedar. They're shooting much, much better. Going to be a blocking foul. Amir Gates was moving. He's trying to back up. Play defense at the same time, trying to draw the charge, but he was in the process of moving his feet. So Tanner Fields going to go to the stripe. They're going to give him two shots. Fouled in the after shooting. Tanner Fields, a lefty, first shot up and good. Tanner Fields building on that average. Substitutions in the ballgame. Taking a breather, Andrew Machika. And also Amir Gates. Second shot up. Tanner Fields got both of them. 31-26. Knights by five. 3:55 left. We're in the second quarter. Working the outside. Picks up his dribble. That's Skudernas. He'll bounce back it in. They'll work it back around. Back out to Skudernas. Thought about shouting almost a double dribble there to pass it back in. In the paint, turn around, Chuck, we're good. Set the bucket, Colin Shep. Colin Shep wears number 4. He's a senior, 6'2". Scores his first 2 points of the ball game. Knights in the front court, an unforced error. Barrett's going to toss it out of bounds. Going to give the ball back to the Eagles. 31-28. 3-point ball game. Knights in front. Bounce pass. Right side, Thomas Collins back out top. They'll move the ball around. Skadurnas playing the point. They'll work it inside. Number 4, Collins Chef. They'll work it back behind the arc. Central Catholic. Going to tip it away. Going to get the steal. The backcourt picked up by Clark Barrett. He'll pass it up front to Tanner Fields. Tanner Fields trying to pass the ball off in the paint there. Got intercepted, picked off right there by Colin Shep. 3-point shot off the glass, wouldn't go. A shot taken by 5, Skadurnas. Skadurnas wouldn't get it, but rebound front court picked up by the Eagles. They'll try a second possession here in the front court. They'll move it around the perimeter. It'll be stolen. Ben Major reaches out there and taps the pass away. Going to be a foul whistle. They're going to call this one on the Eagles. It's going to be foul number 7, so they'll walk the distance. They'll walk over to the free throw line. Ben Major will step to the stripe. He'll shoot the 1 and bonus. So timeout called. Full 60 seconds. Timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. That's Fritz and Fishers since 1983. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them by phone, 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Noblesville, at 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can explore their policy used car inventory. You can do that online, or you can do that on site. At FritzandFishers.com, FRITZ. So they're going to toss the ball in once again. First buzzer sounds. 2:43 left here before halftime. We're going to have a halftime guest. We're going to talk to girls basketball coach, Coach DeVault. That ought to be good. That's Coach Craig DeVault. We'll talk to him momentarily. Stay tuned. 2:43 left, step into the stripe. Going to shoot the 1 and bonus. That's Ben Major for the Knights. 31-28, Knights in front. Now 32-28, he'll get one more. Ben Major at the free throw line. He's 3-for-3 on the season. He's still shooting that 100%. Don't want to jinx him, and I didn't. He's 4-for-4 on the season. He got 2 right there. 33-28. Knights by 5, 2:38 on the game clock. Picked up out top by Gates. He throws an errant pass, tipped away, and it's stolen by the Knights. Obermiller picks it up. Out top of the basketball, Obermiller gets it back to go baseline. Tanner Fields, they'll dish it off to Clark Barrett. Behind the arc, 3-point shot on the way, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ben Major. Collecting the board in the paint right there, putting it back up for 2. That's Albert Schwartz. 35-28, 7-point advantage for the Knights. 2:05 left. We're in the second quarter. They're moving the ball around the perimeter. They'll move it down corner baseline to Farrell. They'll kick it back out. Driving in off the glass shot. Wouldn't get the bucket. That shot taken by 4. Colin Shep. Let's keep it in the front court. And it's kicked away. Picked up right there by Clark Obermiller. He'll dribble across the timeline. He'll dive in the paint right there. He'll kick it off. And the paint 2-point jumper would go for Tanner Fields. 35-28 back the other direction. Behind the arc, 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, Thomas Collins. Gonna be a timeout on the floor. And I'll see if we're gonna set down. They're gonna call you a 60-second timeout. And as Will also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chief Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. It's a long time out right now. I think they missed the 45-second buzzer. There it is right there. We're talking about some tidbits. Let's talk about some tidbits. Junior Alex Thomas of Central Catholic was named Student Athlete of the Week. He is on a three-year member. He's a three-year member of the wrestling team, and he went 5-0 at the Covington Invite last Saturday. With three pinfalls and two forfeits, the wrestling team will compete in the Clinton Prairie Invite. Could happen tomorrow at 9 a.m. Make your way to the invite. 1:23 on the game clock. Going to be a blocking foul. Trying to pick up and draw the charge right there was number 4, Colin Shep. He's going to pick up the foul. We're going to go to the foul stripe. Walking over to the foul stripe is number 30, Alex Hardebeck for the Knights. That's the second foul in the contest for Colin Shep. Team foul number 8. Central Catholic with just 2 here in the first half. 1:22 on the game clock. I saw the towel out there. Perspiration. You know these guys are perspiring. They probably started perspiring in pregame. They're going to wipe up some perspiration right there. And while they do, we'll let you know. A few weeks ago, senior soccer player Carson Cherry, she signed to play soccer at the University of Louisville. That's Carson Cherry, going to play soccer at the University of Louisville. First shot up and good. He'll get another one. Number 30, Alex Hardebeck. They're blocking him out after the shot. That's the way it should be. Hardebeck wasn't quite ready for that first block. Now he'll get another one. He'll rim off and wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, secured by Andrew Machika. They'll take the point. We're at number 3. He'll dribble left side to pick up the basketball out top to Farrell to dish it. But Farrell dishes it inside. That was Cardenas. Going to be a whistle foul, Central Catholic. It's just going to be the third foul here in the first half. A long way to go for shooting. 1:08 left. For the second quarter, we'll be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline for the Eagles. Tossing in high behind the arc right there with Farrell. He'll dish it left side. Thomas Collins, skip pass and working out top, reset the offense. Andrew Machika, 59 seconds left. Behind the arc, Thomas Collins, back to Machika. Farrell, right side, skip pass, going to be tipped. Going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by the tipper. That was Clark Barrett with some good reflexes. Nearly got the turnover. 50.6, ball going to be brought in front of the Knights bench in the front court. Brought in by 5, that's Cardenas. Out top of the basketball on the dribble is Machika. Now out top is Cardenas. They'll work it right side behind the arc. They'll get it back to Cardenas. They tipped away. Stolen. Tanner Fields goes up off the glass left side. 2-point bucket. He got the stealing with the distance. 2 points. Central Catholic is 38-31. Behind the arc. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Tanner Fields, some good hands. Farrell sitting there looking who to pass it to. Tips it out of his hands. And Eagles get the ball back. It's going to be inbound by Cooper Farrell. They'll toss it into the backcourt. They'll retrieve it. 20 seconds left. 38-31. They're working inside the paint. Take it back outside. Back in the paint. Turnaround. He's in the paint. 3-second violation. That might have been a quick three, but it was at least 2.5. They blew the whistle, going to go back to Central Catholic with 11.9 left here in the second quarter. They'll need to bring it 84 feet. 38-31, they bring it in to Tanner Fields. He'll pick it up halfway to the 10-second line, 8 seconds. 3 points down on the way. Park Barrett wouldn't go. Rebound spot four. Going to be recovered there by the Eagles. Long shot to buzzer. Goes over the backboard. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Central Catholic by 7. 38-31. And we're going to talk here for a moment. We're going to unplug here. We're going to unplug right here and talk to the coach. 1 moment, please.
Hey, Jacob, we've talked before. You know that?
Yep, a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty long ago.
Went off a couple years, maybe.
Maybe. So, I tell you what, we're right here right now with Craig DeVault. He's a Lafayette Central Catholic Knight. I said, well, do you go by Lady Knights or Knights?
Lady Knights.
Sounds good, Lady Knights. Basketball coach, I'm going to mention this, coach. You've coached 242 games. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
You've won 174 of them. You've lost only 68, coach. That's a pretty good record.
Yeah, it is, but I've had the players also that really got me the win.
So what, you're coaching in your 10th year. I came in here early. I got to see part of your practice. You run a good practice.
Thank you. I mean, we stress defense, and that's what we work on every day. So I think in girls basketball, defense wins the basketball game.
I believe in your season two, in 8 ball games, you only allow 39.6 points per game.
Right. I mean, like I said, we stress defense, and we get out after them, and when defense is going good, we roll.
You got some good wins right out of the gate. You beat Burgess 4-4 in school. You beat Western, and you beat West Lafayette in the Lafayette tournament.
Right. We started out Logan's War, and I didn't have my volleyball girls because they went to state. They didn't have enough practice in and played some JV players, got through that. Went to Western with a full squad, and then just really came out, played well. And same with West Lafayette, the first game of the Hoops Classic. So the girls were bought in with everything we said, and we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
I tell you what, who's your conference? Blessed with about 4 great teams in it. Benton Central, one of them. You had difficulty with them. Talk about how they are.
Benton Central's really good. They get out on our shooters. They have a big that we struggle with because I do start 5 guards. So Benton Central, they know how to play, and they play really well. And we're looking forward to our next matchup. We play at their place, so it's going to be a battle. Might be for the conference championship on our side.
You played the Harrison Lady Raiders. Did you play them twice?
Yes, we played them in the Hoops Classic, beat them by 6 or 8, and then we just played them last Wednesday and got beat by 25. We just didn't shoot the ball very well that night.
So, what, you're a 1A school, the sectional 54. Is that sectional 54 tough?
There's a couple good teams that we'll have to watch out for, but, I mean, like I said, if we play our defense, I think we should get through that sectional.
You're going to be home tomorrow, a 1:30 varsity start. You're going to see Cathedral Irish here.
Right. Cathedral always gives us a game. They're so athletic. So I think our girls are prepared for them. We watched a lot of film on them, so we know what hopefully they're going to do on the defensive end. So I think we're ready for them.
And coming up Wednesday the 15th, Rossville will be right here.
Right. Rossville, I mean, another Chad does a good job with the Rossville program. He always scouts us really well, and we always struggle when we play them, so we just have to really get ready to play against them.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have 3 seniors.
Yes, I have Carson Cherry, Caitlin Deneen, and Maria Walter, my 3 seniors.
Are they your captains?
No, 2 of them are my captains, and I have a junior captain.
I just mentioned Carson Cherry. She's going to go to Louisville and play soccer.
Yes, very good athlete. I'm glad that she decided to play basketball, too, just because her athleticism just changes everything on the court for us, especially the defensive part of it.
Was that maybe her freshman or sophomore year when she was the single athlete, a girl, the best girl athlete of the Senior of the Year?
Yes, I believe it was her sophomore year where she was the Athlete of the Year or the last 2 years for soccer. Basketball, she's been the MVP for me the last 3 years, so just heck of an athlete.
I tell you what, you look like you're having a lot of fun.
I am. I enjoy being out here with the girls every day. They work hard for me, so I'm having a blast. Especially this year.
I tell you what, I appreciate you being up here with us. Thank you for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. That is Coach Craig DeVault from Lafayette Central Catholic Knights girls basketball. Said, well, he's got a good record going. He's 6-2. He's defeated some teams. I say, well, they're a 1A school. Keep in mind, Central Catholic has a school enrollment of 293. That means they got to play maybe a couple sports, at least one. Some of them play three. But they did get some pretty special wins so far this season. They started out with Logansport. They're 4A. Logansport fell to Central Catholic by 437-33. Then they went to Western High School, Class 3A Western, beat them 70-44. Then they played a neutral game versus West Lafayette in the Lafayette tournament. And then Central Catholic got the win 66-54. They met a little bit of a buzzsaw, not too bad. Benton Central got the win on the 19th of November. Benton Central defeated Central Catholic 35-22. Then they played Harrison, Class 4A school. That was at Harrison. 47-41, they got the win. Harrison got the loss. And then they went to Class 2A, since they did a home with Class 2A Pioneer. 64-30. And then they fell the second trip right there, 4A Harrison. They fell, and that was decisive. Then they got the win versus McCutcheon. So Central Catholic Knights, 4-2 on this season. A lot of season left to play. We're going to plug this back in. One moment, please. Okay, we're back. Let's see if we get a sound check. Maybe so. We'll wait for a sound check. And pretty good ball game in the works right here. Started out of the gate, Eagles capturing the lead, going back and forth a little bit right there. We're at halftime, 38-31, 3:42 left on the intermission clock, and then we're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We'll let you know those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, they're coming around. Pacers played Wednesday. They played Wednesday, 7 o'clock. That was December the 8th. They were home with the New York Knickerbockers. The Pacers got the win, 122-102. Pacers are now 11-16 on the season. Pacers are at home tonight, 7 p.m. start. It's probably about halfway through. The Dallas Mavericks are in the house at Gainbridge. And I will mention Coach Rick Carlisle, unable to coach tonight. A darn COVID-19 has him at home. The play basketball site at Cambridge, 2 points on Kankabok. Pretty good ball game. If you're sitting out here, I'm going to go ahead and mention football final scores for Lucas Oil. That was on 26-27, the Friday and a Saturday. Class 1A, it was Adams Central falling to Indianapolis Lutheran. Lutheran got the win, 34-28. Lutheran 15-0 on the season. Class 2A, that was Andreas getting the win, 21-9 over Evansville Modern Day. Class 3A, that was Gibson Southern. They captured the win 45-35 over Brebeuf Jesuit. Class 4A, that was 45-14. Mount Vernon Marauders got the state title. They defeated Northridge, as I said, 45-14. Class 5A, Indianapolis Cathedral. Yes, Cathedral Irish football. Cathedral Irish girls basketball will be here and Central Catholic tomorrow for girls basketball. Anyway, Indianapolis Cathedral 34, Zionsville 14. It's a pretty good job for Zionsville. Say what, they had a good season. Then the 7 p.m. contest on Saturday night, it was a good one. Class 6A. Westfield Shamrocks had the opportunity to win the game. They did not win. They were defeated by Center Grove 27-21. Last year, it was the same two teams. Wasn't even close last year. But as I said, Westfield could have won that game. They were in the red zone. I think out about the 11-yard line. And misconnected right there in the end zone on a pass. Then a couple passes later, it was intercepted and the ball game was over. 30 seconds left. Getting ready for second half. Central Catholic Knights hosting Culver Academy's the Eagles. Say what, Culver Academy's got that nice football field over there. They have a beautiful facility. They got the Oliver Field. That's the old turf. Football. I've been there one time. I went over there with Hamilton Heights Huskies. They played football over there. Huskies got the win. It was a very close game. But I got to mention, Coach Dorrell, he is the most professional coach I've probably ever seen. What a gentleman. Even with a loss, say what, check him out. His record speaks for itself. He's still there. 20-plus years right there at Culver Academy. Both brought in from the side court. Into the hands of Culver Academy's Eagles. Gates on the dribble. He'll pick it up. They're working back out right side to the corner. Moving the basketball around. Central Catholic playing good defense. Out top Gates. They're moving around the perimeter. Trying to post up inside is Farrell. They can't get to him. He's being guarded closely right there by Schwartz. Kicks it out behind the arc. Right corner baseline. Three-point shot. Good for the Eagles. 38-34. Four-point advantage for the Knights. Ball's in the front court. Central Catholic with the basketball. Kick it out behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Short off the mark. It was Clark Barrett. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Amir Gates. To the corner. Farrell with another shot. He got another one. That guy's hotter than a firecracker. Talked to one of his coaches. He said, well, we've only played three games. I read all those stats that I read to you before the game. He's still keeping up with the Joneses. Going to be a foul out top. Overplaying the basketball right there at 24. Pola Fahimi. He's going to pick up a foul. His first foul, second half. Fahimi picks up number three. He's going to check out of the ball game. He's going to let his substitution know who he was guarding. In the ball game, 44, Daly Stein. Down low, they get it into Clark Barrett. Turnaround jumper off the paint. Wouldn't go. Hit back out by Farrell. Picked up by Central Catholic. Drive in off the glass. Got the bucket. 23. Tanner Fields off the glass left side. 40-37. 3-point advantage for the Knights. 6.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. That's Tanner Fields guarding Gates. They're working down the corner again. Jump back. They'll step back three. Thought about it. They'll get it back. They'll reach in. They're going to reach down low. Stein. We're trying to go up off the glass. Couldn't get the shot up. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Stein's going to shoot two. Could be the first foul whistled on the Knights here in the second half. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. Clark Obermiller. He picks up his second. Going to the foul stripe is Daly Stein. He wears number 44. He's shooting 89% from the foul line. First shot up and good. He'll get another one. 89%. There's only one guy ahead of him. Cooper Farrell is shooting 91%. Second shot. For Stein. Rims around. Fell off. Wouldn't go. One for the board. Going to be a foul whistle on the Eagles during the rebound. So they're going to bring in from the backcourt. Fouls whistled on the Eagles. That's 22. Cooper Farrell, he picked up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number two, second half for the Eagles. Knights with one. 6-10 on the game clock, third quarter. Works it around, touches the hands of Obermiller around the perimeter. Clark Barrett just hits it inside. Off the glass would go. Shot taken there by Schwartz. Ball's last touch. They're going to say it belongs to Central Catholic. So Central Catholic's going to get the ball. They're going to bring it in underneath their own bucket. It's going to be brought in by Tanner Fields. 5:58 left, third quarter. Wait for a moment or have shirt tucked in. Make it all look good. You've got young men, young kids wanting to play this game, want to see you dressed properly. So they're working left side elbow. Elbow baseline. Tanner Fields back out to Clark Barrett. He'll dish it off. They're going to call an offensive foul. Might have dropped the shoulder just slightly. They're going to whistle a foul on Central Catholic. 34, Albert Schwartz. Schwartz going to pick up his second. Right there's an elbow left side, wanted to dribble. Drawing the charge right there. Schwartz with two. 5:44 on the game clock. Third quarter. Bounce pass. Baseline. Dribble inside. Going to shoot a floater. Was down. Was halfway down. Came back out. Rebound out there. Picked up by Ben Mazur. 5.5 minutes left. Working the left side of the basketball. Clark Barrett behind the arc. Goes up. They drop it down low in the paint. They're going to not allow the shot. They're going to say a foul occurred on the floor. 24, Obermiller. Got the shot. A little bit of a shot fake there. He's fouled on the floor. They'll give it to Central Catholic. That foul's whistled on Stein. He's got one. They're working down low in the paint. Tipped away. Got a gentleman struck in the eye right there. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Eagles. No timeout going to be called. He's going to just kind of rub that eye. That's number 5, Jacobus Sirdanis. Still rubbing that eye. He's ready to go. 5:12 left. Third quarter. 40-38. Knights by 2. Going to be a high dribble. Going to be a calming violation. He called on Clark Barrett. A bit of a high dribble. Going to give the ball back to the Eagles. Going to be brought in by Farrell. They get into Gates. Gates going to dribble it across the timeline. Right there in front of the scores bench. He'll work it out top. Now reset the offense. 5 minutes left here in the third. 2-point ball game. Knights 40. Eagles 38. On the dribble. He'll pick it up back out to Gates. So reset the offense. Run a 2-3 zone are the Knights. The dribble out top. That's Amir Gates. He's working left side and moving around the perimeter. Stein with the basketball. He'll move it to the corner. 3-point shot up and good. Farrell on fire. That's 4 threes that I've seen shoot. And then none of them touched the rim. 41-40. Eagles in front. Working around the perimeter. In the front court. Going to work in there. Tanner Fields lost the handle. Got stripped away into the hands of Clark Obermiller. He goes up off the glass for 2. So the Knights go back up by 1. Seesaw battle on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. On the dribble out top, Gates. He'll work at left side behind the arc. That's Sirdanis. Back to Sirdanis from Gates. Back out top. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off would go. Shot taken there by Thomas Collins. Rebound. Eagles behind the arc. 3-point shot short off the mark would go. That shot taken by Thomas Collins. Rebound for the Knights. Crossing the timeline is Tanner Fields. They'll work the right side behind the arc. Ben Mazur. He'll pass it down low. Could be a foul on the floor. Backing him down right there. That was Clark Obermiller. Could be a foul whistle on the Eagles. They're going to call this on Stein. That's Bailey Stein. He picks up his second in the contest. Out of the ball game for Cobra Academies is number 5, Sirdanis. We'll get that replacement in a minute. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Got it. 2-point bucket. That's Albert Schwartz for 2. 42-41. Knights by 1 again. 3:24 on the game clock. Third quarter. Out top of the basketball right side. That was Farrell. They're working back around the perimeter. Stein, he'll go baseline. To take a jump shot just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Albert Schwartz. Back the other direction. Tanner Fields. Works the right side hard a bit. Works it down low. Clark Barrett. the inside out play, shot wouldn't go from 3-point land. That shot was taken by Obermiller. Boarding the basketball, putting it up and in was Albert Schwartz, and he'll get one more. Substitution for the Knights. Checking in second half, Alex Hardebeck. Also, number 20, Nick Page. Hardebeck wears number 30. So, 3-point play opportunities right here. Albert Schwartz taking a breather right now for the Knights is Clark Barrett. Also out of the ball game is Tanner Fields. One shot here. 3-point play opportunity. 46-41. Still 46-41. Could get the bucket. Knights 5-5. At the foul line there was Albert Schwartz. He did get the two. Couldn't get the three. 46-41. 5-point advantage for the Knights. 2:45 left. We're in the third quarter. Oh, they're able to go to the corner. 3-point shot. Rimmed around and fell in. Finally hit the rim, but it still went in. He's got five that I know of from 3-point land. That's Cooper Farrell. Pocket got picked by Nick Page. Got his pocket picked. That was Amir Gates. He went to distance off the glass. 2-point bucket for Gates. Lost the handle. Nick Page. Stein picks it up. Ball's loose in the front court. Going to be a reach in. They're going to call a timeout or a foul. One ref has a foul call. He's got a fist in the air. They're going to allow the timeout. They're going to allow the timeout. No foul going to be called. When you got three refs, you call two different items simultaneously. You got to make a decision. So the foul is going to the wayside. Timeout called by the Eagles. What makes this game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. We're in Arcadia. We're just behind the Arcadia ballpark. So second buzzer sounds. Both teams on the floor. 46-46. Another tie ball game. 2:16 left in the third quarter. Going to be brought in from the baseline. Gates going to trigger it. Their own baseline left in the bucket. Looking to get it in. He does so. Right there to Farrell. Just pretty much handed the ball to him in the paint. Farrell goes up off the glass for two. 48-46. Ben Mazur with the basketball. He tossed it back out. Working the ball around right there. Hardebeck dishes off. Schwartz couldn't get the bucket in the paint. Rebound out there. Cooper Farrell to the front court on the dribble. Right there is Cadernas. Out top is Gates. Gates directing some traffic. 2-3 zone shown by the Knights. Both these teams going to be in action tomorrow. Going to have to get some rest tonight. Going to go baseline with the basketball. Stein going to get it's called traveling violation. I kind of saw the same thing. Bit of a step there, extra step. Back in the ball game is number 22, Clark Barrett, for the Knights. Taking a breather for the Knights is number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, Ben Mazur going to take it across the timeline. Working against him right there is Thomas Collins. Out top of the basketball, Tanner Fields. He'll keep the dribble alive. He's going to paint. Turnaround jumper. Took the shot, got fouled. Packed his way down. Turnaround jumper in the paint. We'll put him at the stripe. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled. Right there, 22, Cooper Farrell. Cooper Farrell going to pick up his third in the ballgame. 1:13 left for the third quarter. Left-handed shooter. Tanner Fields got the first one. Fields, at the stripes, he's working on that percentage. He's building that percentage in this ballgame, shooting pretty well from the stripe. Second one up and also good. 48-48. 1:13 left. Ball brought in by Farrell. Gates going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. 1:07 on the game clock. Pick up the dribble. They'll work it right side. Thomas Collins. Thomas Collins being guarded there by Tanner Fields. Back out to Gates. Resets the offense. He'll dribble in. Take a jumper. About a 14-footer in the paint. Got it. Amir Gates. He averages 1.7. He surpasses his average right here. He's the point guard. They're working it back around. Out top of the basketball, Ben Mazur. Right side behind the arc, dishing inside. Clark Barrett, he'll step in and go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Barrett might have thought he got fouled. He did get the bucket for two. We're tied again at 50. 28 seconds left. Gonna slow it down in the front court are the Eagles. Gates with the dribble. Tanner Fields guarding him loosely. Second ago, he did have the count being given. Now we're going to switch off right there and hold it for the last shot. 10 seconds left. Out near the center circle is Amir Gates. 6 seconds. They're working inside to Stein. Elbows, right side. Back out. They'll go 3-point shot on rim. Brown got it. 3-point bucket at the buzzer. Thomas Collins got a friendly roll and it fell in. 53-50. Eagles. At the end of three, pretty good ball game in the works. Will Nixon put me in sports.com beginning in 2008. Put me in sports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Central Catholic Knights tonight, and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop him online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. They're in Noblesville at Trophies, Awards, and Plaques. Fast turnaround time. You'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies in Noblesville. Shop him online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com at 317-773-7391. Ball's going to be brought in, half court. Brought in by Ben Mazur. He's tossing it in to Tanner Fields. Back to Mazur. Mazur being guarded there by Thomas Collins. Out top, they get it to Clark Barrett. Back to Mazur. He'll pitch it inside. Going to be an offensive foul. They're going to whistle a push-off. Central Catholic going to get Clark Obermiller for this one. That official made the call. He was adamant. He had no problem making that call for the evidently, a good call. So, 24, Obermiller picks up number 3. He fouled number 3 in the second half of the night. Eagles with 6. Next common foul for the Eagles. Knights will go to the strike, shoot the bonus. 7:37 on the game clock. They work into Farrell. He'll take a pass. Take a shot. About 10 foot out. Straight away into paint. 2-point shot good for Cooper Farrell. 55-50, Eagles by 5. In the front court of the basketball, Ben Mazur out top. They'll work it to 24, Obermiller on the dribble. He'll pick up a screen from Barrett. Going to lose his footing right here. They're going to call a foul on the Eagles. Might have been caught up in some feet right there. They're going to whistle the foul on Cobra Academy. It's going to be whistled on number 44, Bailey Stein. He picks up his third foul in the ballgame. Going to put the Knights at the stripe. 7th foul during the second half. Stepping to the stripe is 24. Clark Obermiller. He's shooting 79%. He's stepping to the stripe right now, shooting 11 of 14. Now 12 of 15. Obermiller going to get one more. 55-51. 7:14 left. We're in the fourth quarter at Central Catholic High School. Second one is good. Cuts the lead to three. Does Obermiller with two from the stripe. 55-52. On the dribble is Gates, taking him full court. The three-quarter court is Tanner Fields. Still with the dribble alive is Gates. Breaking up that six-foot ratio, that six-foot area. Back out top to move the basketball. Collins Chubb, left side to Farrell behind the arc. He'll stop his dribble, working right side. They'll get it back to Gates. He'll reset the lineup. He'll reset it. And it's going to be a whistle. Going to be a reach-in foul. Nice. It's going to be on 23 Tanner Fields. He plays hard. He plays clean. That's only his first foul in this ballgame. 55-52. Be brought in by Chef right here. Gets it in. Touches the hands of Skurdanis. Back to Gates. Guard the basketball once again. Tanner Fields. He'll hand the basketball off. On the dribble. He'll dribble a couple times. Skurdanis. Left side on the dribble. That's Chef. Collins Chef. He's dishing inside to Farrell. Turn around. Couldn't get the shot to go, but a foul occurs. Farrell going to go to the stripe. He's going to shoot two. Cooper Farrell, a 6'5" junior, leads the Eagles with a 20-point average per ball game. That's just three ball games. He's probably close to that now or a bit more. First shot up, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Timeout, checking in the lineup for Central Catholic. Going to be number 20. Check that back. It's number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Taking a breather for the night. 24, Clark Obermiller. Cooper Farrell, he's got one more shot. Isaac Fizet got it. 56-52, Farrell gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Front court now, Clark Perry. He'll work a right side, Tanner Fields. Behind the arc, he'll work it down low. Gets it short. Schwartz makes a pass and gets stolen. Stolen by Farrell. He'll take it off to the point guard. Amir Gates. 6:06 on the game clock. Crossover dribble. Gates. He'll go hard to the hoop. They're going to whistle a foul. He saw a pass. He used that crossover dribble. Got by his defender in a heartbeat. Went hard to the hoop. He got fouled. Tanner Field going to pick up his second. He put Gates at the free throw line. Gates working on that average, the free throw percentage. That's a common goal. You want that average up there. Get that percentage. First one wouldn't go. You got to shoot the free throw late in the ballgame. You want to make it for your team. Work on your free throws. 6:03 on the game clock. 56-52. Second one rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound. Cooper Farrell. Back to Gates. To the corner. Farrell takes the three. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Ben Mazur. Crossing the timeline is Tanner Fields. Picking him up right there is Gates. Back to Mazur. Out top, three-point shot. Short off the mark, wouldn't go for Clark Barrett. Rebound, Cooper Farrell. 56-52. 5:38 left. We're in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, Gates. To square it up. They go right side. They go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Buckhorn. Put back. He is good. Credit the bucket. Jacobus Skurdanis. Skurdanis for two. It's 58-52. Eagles by six. Behind the arc, Ben Mazur. Works it around the perimeter. Little baseline drive. Schwartz could get called for the offensive foul. They're going to say Gates was set and drew the charge. And a lot of differing opinions in the gymnasium right here. 5:11 left. That foul's whistled on 34. Albert Schwartz, he's got three in the ballgame. Now both sides with the bonus in effect. Seven fouls for each side here in the second half. 5:03, clock moving, balls in the front court. Culver Academy working it around the perimeter. Right there, that's Skrbanus. Back out top, catches the hands. Thomas Collins works to the left side, back to Chubb. Collins, Chubb gets it back to Thomas Collins, now back to Skrbanus. It's going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to call a foul on Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, number 10, to call a reach-in right there. Going to put him on the line, and Ben Mazur will double-check your scoreboard. Ben Mazur has 2 in the contest. Taking a breather for the Knights, number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Back in the ballgame, 24, Clark Obermiller. 2 shots, let's take that back. 1-1 at the stripe. That's Skrbanus. Remember, round fell off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Clark Barrett. He gets it to Tanner Fields. Barrett out top. He'll take a shot, dribble it in. He'll pass it off the glass. Got the bucket. That's Albert Schwartz. And he'll shoot one more. Substitution's going to check in, one for each side. For the Eagles, we're going to see Daly Stein. And we're going to see for the Knights back in the ballgame, Alex Hardebeck. Going to the stripe. Going to shoot one more. He eyes it, tries it, he got it. Albert Schwartz, 3-point play. 58-55. Knights cut into that lead. A 3-point advantage for the Eagles. 4.5 minutes left. On the dribbles, Gates. He's going to hand off right side. Skrbanus. He'll dribble once outside to get the ball back to Gates. Out front of Coach Galloway right there on the bench. Back to Skrbanus. Out top against to Farrell. Farrell hands it back to Skrbanus. Skrbanus going to be guarded closely right there by Ben Mazur. Out top, Stein. A lot of movies. He got away as it goes right side off the glass. Get a rim around it. Fall in. That was a friendly roll. Credit the bucket to Skrbanus. 60-55. Falls in the front court. Nice basketball. Clark Barrett behind the arc. He guarded by Farrell. Kick it out top. 3-point shot. Good. For the lefty, Tanner Fields nails it from downtown. A 2-point ball game. Timeout called. 3:41 left. 60-58. And watch out. Might have some extras here. We'll find out. This game also in part being brought to you by Jeans Auto Parts. That's Carquest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana. 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. They're locally owned and operated, and their idea, their ultimate idea, is to work for you and serve you best. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're going to inbound the basketball. Cooper Farrell going to toss it into Gates. He's going to be picked up at half court by Tanner Fields. Crosses got it. Timeline, right side, picked up, he's dribbled on Gates, out top to Stein. He'll try to work it down low, tipped it into the hands of Farrell, turnaround jumper, good, into paint, about a 6-footer. Farrell for 2, 62-58, a 4-point advantage for the Eagles to the baseline. They'll dribble in and take a jump pass, they'll move around the perimeter, outside the arc. Quarter baseline, 3-point shot, good for Tanner Fields. It's a 1-point ball game. Eagles in front, 62-61. 3 minutes left in fourth quarter. Works the right side on the bounce pass. They get it back. Wilson, just say, Thomas Collins into the hands of Bates. Now back to Thomas Collins. He'll take a 3. Off the mark. Short off the mark. Going to go out of bounds. Then draw iron. 62-61. He took a bit of an off-balance shot. He was steering to his left. It's a difficult shot to make. So the Knights in the front court, Chandler Fields, behind the arc with the basketball, Hardebeck. Now back out top, Ben Mazur. Works to the left side, takes a three again, short off the mark. Now Chandler Fields rebound secured. Cobra Academy, that's number five, Sturdanus. He pitches off to the point guard. That's Gates. Gates goes dribble right side. They're going to call timeout. Coach Mark Galloway going to talk this over. It's a one-point ball game. 2:20 left. Eagles up 62-61 over the Knights. Good ball game right here. And I will also mention, the varsity baseball team will be hosting a Christmas baseball camp on Wednesday, December 22nd, for anyone in grades kindergarten through 8th grade. Those interested, please contact the Central Catholic Athletic Department for a registration form. Again, that's going to happen on December 22nd. If your youngster wants to learn a lot, I mean a whole lot more about baseball, Central Catholic Knights is where to learn it. For sure. So they're taking a breather right now. Knights up off the bench. Wait for that first buzzer. Knights are going to come on out to the floor. First buzzer sounds. Wait for that second buzzer. Culver Academy's called the timeout. Might as well use the duration of it. There's the second buzzer. They'll be asked to join the floor. 2:20 left. Fourth quarter. 62-61. Going to be brought in the front court in front of the Culver Academy's bench. Going to be brought in by Sturdanus. Looking to get it in. He does so. Gets it into Thomas Collins. Now back to Sturdanus. We're going to right side behind the arc. That's Stein back out there moving around the perimeter into the hands of the point guard out top. That's Gates. They're moving left side, Thomas Collins. Stein going to dig it down low, trying to find Farrell. Found him. Farrell's going to tip it back out before he lands out of bounds. Stein going to go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot. Tip the rebound out of bounds. Going to belong to Central Catholic. Back in the ballgame for the night. Going to be 24. Clark Obermiller. Taking a breather, going to be number 30, Alex Hardebeck. 1:57 on the game clock. 62-61. Ben Mazur takes us off right there to Obermiller. Out top, Clark Barrett. Back out to Barrett from Tanner Fields. Barrett out top, works it right side. Well behind the arc is Albert Schwartz. Down low, they get into Barrett on a cut. And Barrett's off the glass. 2 points, good. The Knights go back up by one. 63-62. 1:26 left. Fourth quarter on the dribble. Amir Gates. He'll bring it back to the other side of the court. Well behind the arc. He'll dribble right side. Now he'll go in hard off the glass. Got it. Amir Gates with a good move. Right there, Amir Gates, just 5'9", went in amongst the trees. 64-63. 1 minute left here in the fourth. Out top of the basketball, Tanner Fields. Eagles by one. Knights with the basketball. Front court, they move to the corner. Looking to bring it back out of there. Ben Mazur. Cross court pass, 3-point shot behind the arc. Short off the mark, Tanner Fields. Barrett couldn't grab the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Cooper Farrell. Could be a double dribble. Double dribble, unforced there in the backcourt. Cooper Farrell, they'll play defense in the front court. Knights get the ball back. They're going to give him the ball on the baseline. Right at the bucket, it's going to be brought in by Clark Barrett. 38.7 left. Eagles by one. Tip to the backcourt. He didn't control it, but he did tip it. So in the front court now with the basketball is Tanner Fields. Fields on the dribble. Back to Clark Barrett. Crossover dribble working against Farrell. Going to shoot and jive. Going to shoot it from the baseline. That's 12-footer. We go. Rebound. Tanner Fields. Going to be a foul whistle. Double check here. He's going to say out of bounds. A double check. He was going to say Gates was on his foot on the line and he touched the basketball. Makes the ball out of bounds, gives it back to Central Catholic. Going to be a timeout. 17.6 left. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 64-63. Eagles in front. Knights with the basketball underneath their own bucket. This game also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them at 317-984-3765. You can dial them by cellular phone or text message 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production west of Arcadia. First horn sounds, 17.6 remaining in regulation. Knights trail by one, 64-63. Nice basketball. Left of the bucket on the baseline is going to be brought in by Clark Barrett. Works to get it in, does so, Ben Mazur. Bounce pass back to get Barrett. Got it from the right elbow. 2-point shot good. Barrett stands it, 65-64, 11.5 left, 6.2 seconds to get that shot off. Clark Barrett nails it from the right elbow, 65-64, 1-point ball game the other way. Knights by one, Eagles going to get the basketball, they call the timeout immediately. Full 60-second timeout in the works. Eagles are standing. Knights are standing near their bench. What a ball game. Pretty good ball game in the works. I got word that the Western Panthers defeated the Tipton Blue Devils tonight from Coach Keegan Cherry. We thank you. 52-44. Tipton falls for the first time, and that was a divisional game in the Hoosier Conference. 65-64. Hoosier Conference represented here. Culver Academy's art independence. Could be brought in 84 feet back. He can run the baseline. He's doing so. Stein brings it into Farrell. Half court. Going to dribble in. He's going to go off the glass. Got the bucket. They're going to call an offensive foul. Going to call him a charging foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Farrell. As a good move to the hoop, Farrell picks up number 4 in the ballgame. 7 seconds left. Checking back in to the ballgame. Number 24 for the Knights, Obermiller. Could be brought in by Barrett. Long pass down the court to get to the center field. Going to stay away from the basketball. And they're going to whistle a foul with 1.4 left. So they foul in the front court. Knights will go to the stripe. Going to the stripe, going to be Tanner Fields. He's going to shoot the double bonus. That's the 10th foul here in the second half. That foul whistles on 11. Thomas Collins, he had the foul. That's his second. First shot would go. He'll get one more as a double bonus. So nobody on the lane for the Knights other than the shooter, Tanner Fields. 3 on the lane for the Eagles. Got their second one to go. 66-64. 1.4 left. Going to be a long shot. It's a buzzer. It's over the backboard. So the Knights recapture the lead. They take it. Final score, Knights get the win, 66-64 over the Eagles. We thank you for joining us here at Central Catholic High School. We thank both coaches, Coach Mark Galloway and Culver Academy, So when he's a gentleman and a scholar, I appreciate him, along with Coach David Barrett, the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention the next games on the agenda. First, for Culver Academy, they'll play tomorrow night. They'll be home with the LaPorte Slicers. That'll be a 7:30 start for the varsity. Tomorrow night, Lafayette Central Catholic will be on the road. They'll travel to Fort Wayne. They'll do battle with the Blackhawk Braves. Blackhawk Braves currently 2-0, so the Knights going to have their hands full tomorrow night also. That's a 6:30 start time. We thank our guests. Here in the first quarter, we talked to volleyball player. They won the state. Annie Hahn, she's a senior, and she's pretty elated to win the state volleyball championship, Class 1A, for the third time for this school. And also at halftime, we did talk to Coach Craig DeVault, varsity girls basketball coach right here at Central Catholic. He's an excited coach, and he should be. We thank my wife back home for the sound check, and we thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.